Do you feel like you need God's encouragement and wisdom throughout the week to take hold of His promise to fly like an eagle? You come to the right place. Welcome to Eagles on the Hill. Let's join our host, Pastor Jeff Scheich.
Hey people, I am your host, Pastor Jeff Scheich. Thanks for joining us on this edition of the podcast. I feel like I've been a little lax lately on these podcasts. I feel bad. I know some of you kind of count on them to mark your week, and I have not been on very much lately. And so because of other circumstances, which I'll share with you, I've kind of decided that I just want to kind of bring a close to the podcast, at least on Spotify and those other kinds of forums, Apple Podcasts, that kind of stuff. May still put some things out on YouTube later, but on the Eagles on the Hill channel, which we'll talk about in a moment, but wanted to kind of wrap up this season of my life, this season of ministry with you, and really give you a sense of why that's happening and where to go from here, because I know that many of you count on this podcast. You will be bereft. You won't know what to do. You'll be lost at sea. No, I'm just kidding. But I want to give you some guidance as to some excellent places to get news, to be strengthened and encouraged in faith, to hear about my favorite subject in this world, which is Israel. As you know, if you listen for a while, you know that. So I want to just kind of share some of those things with you. The circumstances that are happening right here at Christ Lincoln in my own ministry, my own life, are really what's driving this kind of ending of the main podcast, Eagles on the Hill. And those circumstances involve some exciting news here at Christ Lincoln's Yankee Hill campus. This coming Sunday, August the 3rd, Pastor Joe Barron will be installed as the new campus pastor, the new community pastor at Christ Lincoln's Yankee Hill campus. Pastor Joe's been on staff now for a little over a week or so. I have thoroughly enjoyed my first 7 or 10 days or so with him on staff. I am so excited about the ministry that he's going to have here as I transition into retirement. I'll be retiring at the end of 2025, so December 31st, 2025. During that, the next 5 months, then I'll have a chance to minister alongside of Joe, and that will be the privilege of my life. So if you're watching on YouTube, I have a picture. It's a couple of years old, maybe more than a couple, but I love this picture. It's Pastor Joe and his lovely wife, Sarah, and they just look so happy in this picture. And so I love the picture. So I put it up here on YouTube because that's a great picture of Pastor Joe when just a couple of years ago. So in case you don't know what he looks like or whatever, but Pastor Joe will be installed this coming Sunday. He will be, at that point, the campus pastor, the community pastor here at our Yankee Hill campus, and I will be working alongside him and sharing whatever I can share about why we do what we do here at Christ, how this whole thing works. I won't be teaching him how to be a pastor because he's already a pastor. He's been a pastor for years, but I'll be teaching him kind of the uniquenesses of Christ Lincoln, as well as he and I will have an opportunity to share the pulpit, as it were. I'll be preaching some, he'll be preaching some through for the rest of the year. There'll be kind of chunks when I'll be preaching maybe a few weeks in a row. There'll be chunks when he's preaching a few weeks in a row. Maybe we'll go back and forth every other week. We'll see how that all plays out. But I'll be around getting to still visit with people, still encourage people, and be encouraged by this great congregation. I think it's the best one in the world. So I'm excited to continue for the next 5 months here in ministry along with Pastor Joe. I want to share with you another picture that I'm just so proud of, and I found this picture out online. And if you don't know what I look like, if you've never met me, I'm on the left-hand side of this picture. The guy next to me is Anthony Gerber, and he became a Lutheran here at 211 at Christ Lincoln, and went to the seminary, and is now just a great leading pastor in Fremont, Nebraska. And is doing just great ministry there, and so excited for how God has gifted him and blessed him as a pastor there. The next guy over looks like he's in Hawaii, but he's actually in California, Quincy Call. Quincy also grew up here at 211 at Christ Lincoln, and became a pastor. He's pastoring now in California, and I couldn't be more proud of Quincy and again, his gifting, the way God is using him in a multi-site, not a multi-site parish, but two different parishes joined together. We have a lot of those in Nebraska, actually, but his is in California, where he has two separate congregations, and he's the pastor of both. So I can't even imagine the challenges that he faces there, and he does it with grace and joy. So excited for Quincy. And then, of course, the guy on the far right is Pastor Joe, if you remember him from the previous picture. And so we were all together. This picture, I'm sure, was taken in Phoenix, where we tend to meet up every once in a while. And so Pastor Joe also, of course, grew up here at 211 and is now coming to join our ministry after, I think, an eight-year stint at Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Santa Clarita, California. So we're excited to have Pastor Joe back. So those guys, just love them all, and so proud of the legacy that 211 has had. I'm looking for some other young men who will also go into the ministry and continue the legacy of 211. And Christ Lincoln. We have others, of course, that have come from our sanctuary campus as well. They're not in this picture, but we're always excited to raise up people in ministry here at Christ Lincoln, whether at the pastoral ministry, whether directors of Christian education, whether school teachers, Lutheran school teachers, whatever it might be, or in the secular world. But being lights for Christ is just a wonderful thing. All right, so just wanted to take time to kind of shout out to those guys who I just love so much. All right, let me take them. Let's keep going. What do I got next here? Oh yeah, got a list of things for you to keep in mind as this podcast winds down and as this podcast ends. Places to go where you can find wisdom throughout the week. The first, these are not in any particular order, so it's not actually, if I was going to put them in order, I'd put 15, 17 first. But nevertheless, I put PragerU.com first. PragerU.com is, well, you can go explore it, but it you can search for any topic, and it will have videos and information about almost as will Breakpoint.org, a different kind of site. Breakpoint is a Christian site, specifically Christian. PragerU, of course, founded by Dennis Prager, who is a Orthodox Jew, so not a Christian site. Nevertheless, Dennis Prager claims that he's brought more people to church than anyone except Billy Graham. Because he encourages, religious faith. But, of course, we differ on some of the religious faith, and yet he's very supportive of the Christian church and people going, if they're Christians, going back to their church if they've fallen away. So anyway, PragerU, great resource for all things in our society, all things in our culture. Same with Breakpoint.org. But Breakpoint brings the specific Christian view to these things. And so if you're looking for, you know, what does God say about a particular topic in our culture, Breakpoint is a great place to go. 1517.org is a site that has all these sites, actually, tons of resources for you. 1517.org, 1517 is the year that Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses on the church door in Wittenberg. That's what it's named after. It's a Lutheran site and a wonderful place to go to grow in faith for daily devotions that are really in depth as well as short. They have short ones, in-depth ones. They have just walk through the whole scripture. That's one that I've been on, is there 40 minutes a day through the Old Testament. Just so much, so many resources there from a specifically Lutheran perspective. So if you want to grow in faith, that's the place to go. AlbertMuller.com. He takes the month of July off, so he's been off the last month. But Albert Mueller, 5 days a week, has a 25-minute podcast that you can get the text of at albertmuller.com. You can listen to it there. You can also hear it on various audio platforms. But Albert Mueller basically comments on the news of the day, and not just from the United States, but from around the world, from a Baptist perspective. So you'll catch that every once in a while, that his perspective is not exactly Lutheran, for sure. Baptist, Christian, nevertheless, but gives you a Christian perspective on the day-to-day news. I'll talk about this in a minute, and I'll give you some examples. But, we have almost 200 videos out on Eagles on the Hill, so and podcasts that you can go back and listen to on a whole variety of topics. I'm going to talk about that. I have a separate screen to show you about that. If you want to find out about Israel and kind of walk around Israel, which is one of my favorite things to do, obviously, I got, I think, four trips coming up in the next year. And if you want to join me, let me know. I'd be happy to have you along. Love to show people Israel. And not just show you, but have really what I try to do when I go around Israel is have an encounter with the scriptures in Israel. So 8 to 10 day Bible studies in country. And we really get to the scriptures, just they come off the flat page and they come to life in 3 or 4D, however you want to call that. And so love to have you joining me. But just fun resources on YouTube. If you want to search for Sergio and Rhoda, friends of ours, and they're not exactly friends of ours. We don't keep in touch that often, but we've had dinner with them in Florida and stuff. And they live in Florida part-time and part-time in Nazareth. But Sergio and Rhoda, they do tours, and Sergio is just he's just an incredibly fun guy, but does crazy tours around Israel. And Expedition Bible is more serious. And they, the guy there is just one of the best Bible scholars I know. Oh, I don't know him personally, but what I've seen. And so Expedition Bible is a great resource for you to find out archaeological things about Israel. And then if you want to find out about modern day Israel and keep up on what's going on with modern day Israel, Israel Undiplomatic, it's a podcast only. It's not on YouTube, but two people on there, a guy and a woman. And it comes out once a week, 30 minutes. So it's not really in depth, but it gives you a very, we'll say, right-wing view. And then the woman is more right-wing, the guy's more center, but view of what's going on in Israel, and a very different view than you'll get in the national press, either Israeli press or, because a lot of Israeli press is left-wing, or in the mainstream press, or the things you'll hear out of the United Nations. So it gives you kind of a, what I think is a more accurate view of what's going on. So much of what we hear in the news today is colored by anti-Semitism. So that'll give you that. So you can check that out if you're interested in modern day, what's going on in Israel. Again, it's only 30 minutes once a week, so it's not real in depth, but it'll get you some of that and get you going. All right, let me go to a different screen, which is going to take me a minute to get to here. So just a second here. Let me get rid of this. And I'm going to share my screen, a different screen here. All right, here we go. So I wanted to show you the Eagles on the Hill YouTube page, because you may not be aware of this, especially if you're a Spotify-only listener or Apple AirPlay or whatever it's called. If you only listen on those other audio podcast venues. On the YouTube channel, I'm able to tag the videos into various playlists so that if you want to hear about a particular topic, you can find it easily. So what I have up on the screen here, if you're watching on YouTube, so you kind of have to see this on YouTube, but you can kind of listen if you're listening on audio only. But I have the playlists from the Eagles on the Hill YouTube channel. So, for instance, if you want to hear my thoughts and comments on the Israel-Hamas war, now coming up on almost 2 years, there's 14 videos there, and you can listen to them in order. You can kind of check out how I thought it would go and how it actually went. You can see, I haven't listened to actually to my former podcast on this to see whether I was accurate or not. Maybe one of you will want to try to do that and let me know. If you want to kind of have a view, take a look at Israel pilgrimage sites, or learn about Israeli holidays, Jewish holidays, 23 videos on a whole variety of topics. Any Jewish holiday that's out there, pretty much I have a video on. Different Israel pilgrimage sites, not all of them, obviously. I've been to over 100, but put some out there, some of the more prominent ones. Videos about life, God's gift of life, pro-life views, that kind of thing. Videos about government, 12 different videos concerning various aspects of government, elections that have happened over the last 2 years, that kind of thing. I have a video on each of the 10. Well, it's interesting. I have, what does it look like? It looks like 13 videos on the 10 commandments. So maybe I added some extra commandments. I don't know. But anyway, there's videos on each of the commandments, some Christ Lincoln celebration videos from a year ago or so, videos about school choice in Nebraska. Are you aware that Nebraska is the only state in the country, the only one that has zero options for school choice? I mean, some of these states, they give you like $9,000. If you send your child to a private school, they'll reimburse you up to like $9,000. That's incredible school choice. Nobody's even talking about that kind of thing in Nebraska. We don't even have any school choice for any person in Nebraska. It's just not good. It's terrible. I have a whole series on Revelation, 24 videos, a couple of them introducing the book of Revelation and the themes of the book and how to interpret it. And then I go through each chapter one by one. And so if you want to study on the book of Revelation, a lot of our small groups use it here at Christ Lincoln. You can check that out. 5 videos on dispensationalism. I think they get better as I went along. So check out the last ones first. When I went to Greece and followed Paul on his journeys, I did 7 videos on various places in with the journeys of Paul. 7 videos on Jesus' death and resurrection. So around Easter, those are good to listen to. And then I have some others. The Acts videos that are listed here are all private. They're unlisted. That's because I made them for a certain group, and they're not really done in a way that would be helpful to the general public. So those are private, just so you know. That's not. I just posted them on Eagles on the Hill, but it's not part of the podcast series. MAP is a series of 3 videos I did for our high school students. And I don't know what the one liked video I have. I don't know what that is, but it could be a good one. Who knows? I don't know. So anyway, point making that there are a lot of different video options for you to go and take a look at if you're interested in looking at past videos and seeing what was up there. So with that, I'm going to close it out. I just enjoyed being with you, enjoyed the comments that you've sent in, emails that have come in. You can email me even now. We'll keep that email active at eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. That's all one word, no spaces, dots, dashes, eaglesonthehill211@gmail.com. And I love to read your emails, comments as you write me. So thanks for all those of you who have written in, especially, you know who you are. Some of you write just regularly to me and encourage me, and I'd really cherish those emails and cherish those relationships that have developed over time. Remember that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. That is a promise to us as followers of Jesus, as those who hope in the Lord. So thanks for being part of this podcast family. And we'll see. Maybe we'll have some others that come out on YouTube from time to time. But that's about it, I think, for the audio-only versions. We'll see you later. Thanks for listening, and may God bless you.